Welcome to our once a week podcast entitled What's in a Hymn. It reflects on some of the hymns that God's people have sung for generations. Today, as it is Palm Sunday, we reflect on the hymn, All Glory, Lord and Honour. With its Latin text, written in the 9th century by Bishop Theodulf of Orleans, its English translation by John Mason Neale, 1818 to 1866, and a majestic 17th century German tune, this is the great Palm Sunday processional hymn. The hymn depicts the scene of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, while the people lay down palm branches and sing praises to him. And clearly the hymn is rooted in the gospel accounts of that event. The hymn begins by expressing praise to Jesus as he is riding into Jerusalem. All glory, Lord, and honour to thee. But it is very clear that this praise is due because of his unique person and ministry. All glory, Lord, and honour to thee, Redeemer King. And these two titles, Redeemer and King, put side by side, remind us of a great truth. The King who deserved all the praise and honour because he is God, humbled himself and came into the world to make the ultimate sacrifice for our salvation. He is the Redeemer. Then interestingly, we have the following two lines. To whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. Whilst there is no biblical basis for children specifically giving praise when Jesus came into Jerusalem, in the next passage to the triumphal entry, the cleansing of the temple, we are told, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Matthew 21, verse 16. Is this what Theodulf was referencing? Or is he referencing a few chapters earlier in Matthew 18, where Jesus exhorts his disciples to become like little children in their faith? And is he bringing this truth together with the triumphal entry, suggesting that it is those who have a humble faith like a child, a dependent faith, that are truly able to praise Jesus as King? The rest of the verse highlights the titles given to Jesus when he rode into Jerusalem. Thou art the King of Israel, thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comest, the King and Blessed One. Verses 2 and 3 link the worship when Jesus rode into Jerusalem with the universal worship of all who accept Jesus as King. So verse 2 begins with the universal worship. The company of angels are praising thee on high. And mortal men and all things created make reply. And then it references the Jerusalem worshippers of the gospel accounts. The people of the Hebrews with palms before thee went. Before focusing on the church's worship today. Our praise and prayer and anthems before thee we present. Verse 3 begins by taking us back to the Jerusalem worshippers who gave praise to Jesus before he went to the cross. To thee before thy passion they sang their hymns of praise. And then it focuses us on the church's worship of the one who is now post the cross. To thee now high exalted, our melody we raise. The church's worship is not Jesus the earthly king on the way to the cross, but the ascended heavenly king after the cross. Verse 3 finishes by acknowledging that those in Jerusalem who by faith recognize the kingship of Jesus, and we today who by faith recognize the kingship of Jesus, all our true worship will be accepted. Thou didst accept their praises, accept the prayers we bring, who in all good delightest, thou good and gracious King. There is surely an emphasis here that Jesus is a Redeemer and King for all who by faith trust him and delight in him, those from amongst the Jews and the Gentiles. They are all one in him. And as Galatians chapter 3 verse 28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. As Octavius Winslow said, one in Christ, all other differences and distinctions are merged and forgotten. Amen.